This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tech Tuesday time, Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. We usually do it at 8:20. We have Steve Hofstetter, the comedian, coming in for the whole 8 o'clock hour. So Eric's very flexible and gracious and willing to come in a little earlier. And we get the video, which you'll post on your Facebook page later.
We'll share it out.
You know, the issue of passwords.
Oh my gosh,
is something that comes up all the time, and yes, everyone's got their own system. I try to vacillate between two or three. None of them are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. None of them are a password. None of them are QWERTY, but they are relatively consistent and probably hackable.
Yes,
and so I'm not going to share them with everyone right now, but we have not gotten any better. But
no.
I'm better than those passwords, you know, the number one password in America, if that's really true. Do you believe that to really be true?
I do. We've talked about it for years, Brian. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the leading password.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Obviously, password is a popular password. You know, QWERTY, like you mentioned. You talked about having three different passwords. The problem with that is you don't have enough, because if any of those passwords are out on the dark web, being any of these services you've used that have been hacked, if you've listened to our show, they all have been. Whatever you happen to use, like, you know, Red Sox rule or whatever it might be.
How'd you know?
Yeah, I know. Exclamation point. then basically the bad guys have a shot at trying to log in as you somewhere else. They're going to use your email address and log in because they already know that. And let's go see what Brian's password is. See, I see he uses it over here. So three is not enough. And you should have a separate password for every service you use. You can still use passphrases or something unique every time you type it in. You can even have a passphrase that has to do with the site you're on. You know, if you're on an investing site, you know, hope I make some money, exclamation point, 1, 2, 5, 4, 5, 3, 8, whatever it might be, right?
Okay, so listen, this is not in the article, but this is you, since this comes up a lot on your show.
Yeah.
The pre-made ones that they suggest,
yeah.
Do you advocate just accepting those?
They can be pretty complicated, and there's nothing wrong with having those.
But do you have to write them down if the...
Yeah, you got to write them down, or you need to have a password manager to ingest them.
But a lot of times, like, your phone and even your computer just remembers it anyway.
That's a bad thing.
Okay, that's what my next question is that, you know, because it seems like even if it's something I logged in on my phone, when I go to this computer, it, like, remembers it. Like, my Hilton login, I've never... Never physically put it in on my desktop here, but it knows it.
Chrome knows it. It asked you if you wanted to remember it. You might have said yes.
That's bad.
Yeah, I think because those areas can be hacked.
So you, instead of doing it that way, you should do it through a password manager.
A password manager, or, like, you know, I talked about this in my radio program all the time. I know how the sausage is made. I use index cards. You can't hack those.
Yeah, my password game is weak. It's not as weak as the average American, but it's relatively weak.
Yeah. Up your game, Brian.
The Eric Semmel standards. I just don't want to forget stuff, and I guess I trust the system too much to protect
me. That's the problem. You can't trust the system.
Yeah. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab. This is the kind of stuff he can answer for you 9 to 11 on Saturday here in WTIC. We talked, I think it was a week ago, about when I don't know if it's phishing or whatever, that they were using legitimate emails.
Yeah, they
and
really
that was thrown that would throw me off. Now you're saying they're using some trusted
tools
or platforms, if you will.
Exactly.
And so if they have an email that looks legit,
right,
and a website that looks legit,
yep,
how do you know it's fraud?
Well, that's the problem, right? So nowadays, you better be using a email phishing system that actually protects you from fraudulent attacks. But if it's like, let's say you get an email from Morgan. He's off on vacation. He's not around right now. I haven't seen him in a week, so he's on vacation. You get an email from Morgan, and it's going to say, hey, Brian, check out this Vizio file. You're going to probably open it. Right.
Yeah.
The thing is, if it's out of the blue,
but opening it's not enough to make it bad, right? You have to like click to it or give information or.
Well, yeah, if you follow any instructions, but if you click on any kind of link or you click on an attachment, then you're at risk. So nowadays, you almost have to assume, and I've said this forever, email is all going to be going after you. So just assume it's bad email almost all the time. If you're not expecting an email, if it's like, oh, here's your order, I don't even care who it's from. Make sure you ordered it.
Yeah.
You know, did your wife order it? Make sure you find out before you start clicking on this stuff, because they're just going to prey on your ability to.
I've gotten all these PayPal payment requests.
Yep.
It's happened a ton to me lately.
Yes.
And I was like, I do owe some money to like Club Sports. And I was like, no, they would text me or email me if that was really late.
Exactly. So, yeah, be careful of these trusted sites. Now the bad guys are using real people's email addresses that they get into because they only have 3 passwords. So they got in, Red Sox are great, !, logged in as you. And then sent an email, even though you didn't send it to your friend, and it's a malicious payload.
So we don't have a ton of time. This story is maybe uncomfortable for some. You know, 25% of people surveyed said they'd be okay with an AI romance.
Yes, that's
and
scary.
Basically the premise is you get all your sexual urges taken care of by online porn, and you don't have the complications of a relationship. Now, her with Joaquin Phoenix is like 10 years old now.
Yeah, yeah.
But so this has been talked about for a long time, but that's a pretty high percentage.
It really was. It's the Institute of Family Studies. We're trying to get them on our program, too, to talk further about it. Heavy porn users are the most open to romantic relationships.
Of course, because, yeah.
Yeah, and with AI. And basically, you know, it's one of these things that AI is being used for so many things. Generative responses are one thing, but there's a whole AI group of folks that are actually setting up these personalities that people are interfacing with. Now, I know Senator Murphy talks about the issue of loneliness.
Yeah, you could do the whole thing and not you leave your room for whatever and have no human interaction. It's so sci-fi-ish.
It is.
It used to be like, come on, give me a break. But now I can kind of see people who would want to not have the complications, don't like talking to people.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard Karen and Bob. They sound pretty cute.
How'd they do last week?
Yeah, they're getting a little wordy. We're actually thinking that they're actually padding the time now to actually produce longer segments. No, they have the data. It's almost like Google wants to actually produce a longer period of time. They used to produce 8-minute bits.
Why? Does that make them more money?
I think then people put it out as a real podcast, right? And then you can actually put ads in it if you want to. So you can create an Karen and Bob podcast for your own, and it's 20 minutes long of babbling back and forth. So we're finding them less and less
compelling.
Compelling, yeah.
Interesting. You know, the India story.
Infosys.
Listen, that's India. He said that specifically for his country,
yes,
right?
He did.
He talked about how India needs 70-hour work weeks and work-life balance is a bunch of crap.
Right.
That wouldn't obviously never fly here in America because the labor laws would never allow it, and employers couldn't afford to pay people 70 hours anyway. So it's kind of not a story for us.
It is and it isn't, but because if you think about all the H-1B visas that come over from India, and Infosys is here, right? So if that is the work culture, and you can bring Indians in that agree that a 70-hour work week is the thing to do, and Americans are not happy to do it,
right,
you might find that Indians would under the H-1B visa system because they don't, you know, they're kind of indentured to the provider of this of the H-1B visa. They have to do with that work.
But over 40 hours, do you have to pay overtime?
I would suspect, unless you're salaried, right? And lots of folks are salaried under these IT jobs. So it's an interesting story. We'll put links to all these stories over at our website at tabinc.com.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and listen, you know, he meant for India. And India is just, some people say economically, India is the next giant, not China.
Yeah, I agree.
And that there's a lot of debate over that. Eric Semmel, as always, Eric, we appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
And you want some breakfast? Tommy's pulling up in like a minute.
I'm good.
Come on.
Literally,
something.
I'm on a diet. All my kids are getting married next year, and I got to drop 20.
You got to fit into that tux.
Yeah, man.
All right. Tab Computers and Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday, 9-11 here on WTIC.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.